We got the reopening today right here on Long Island, and many could be experiencing, a little bit of anxiety and everything else as they get back in the swing. We're going to help you along, and here to talk about it is Dr. Jeffrey Kazanoff. He's the co-founder of Therapy West, a unique clinical mental health practice specializing in CBT, that's cognitive behavioral therapy, in New York City, and he is also a New York-based psychologist. And we need that today, I think. And we welcome Dr. Kazanoff back to the airwaves right here on Long Island. Sir, great to have you at this early hour.
Thanks for having me today. Glad to be here.
You know, I was thinking of you yesterday. We wanted to get you on because, you know, we just want to make sure people are in the right frame of mind, you know, kind of venturing out a little bit. And, you know, there's going to be some anxiety. There's going to be some safety and caution in one's mind and everything else. But we wanted to give people a couple of tips from you as far as maybe reducing that uneasiness, you know, that anxiety as the island opens today, phase one. Let's talk about some things, Doc, and that is, you know, the first thing that would come to my mind is, listen, every time I leave my house, I go to the store, I make sure my mask is upon me. That's right. Always in the pocket, ready to go. That's important, right?
Mm-hmm. No, listen, I think we're all feeling some anxiety. I mean, some of us are more gung-ho than others. But the key thing for all of these things and all the tips that I want to share with you is that everybody should have their own kind of control in terms of how much they want to do, right? We don't want to be forced into doing anything. But certainly the first thing, you're 100% right, is you want to sort of have your own kind of backpack of gear, which is, you know, masks and sanitizer and maybe gloves if you think that's important too. So that gives you, again, some level of control where you're going, that you have that stuff with you whenever you need to.
Very important stuff. Bring your mask and make sure, you know, you keep a little sanitizer on you, whether you're traveling in and around. I know with me, it's always in my car. I was told maybe don't put it in the car. It could cause some problems. Mm-hmm. Could get hot, maybe cause a little bit of a fire. You don't want that. But you know what? If you're traveling in and around, you're taking the train, why not? They have the miniature size hand sanitizer. You need it. It's really essential that you do that. Yeah. So definitely the masks and the sanitizers to make you feel very comfortable as these situations go for us today. Now, let's talk about one's own pace. Let's get into that as far as getting ready. You don't have to go to a restaurant right off the bat today, but give us an idea about just keeping pace. Don't dive into things right off the bat. Talk about that for a second.
So, you know, when we, you know, treat anxiety, which we're all kind of experiencing, the important thing is not to force somebody into that experience that they're uncomfortable with. So whether it's somebody who's afraid of dogs, right, they have to go at their own pace in terms of when they're ready to pet that dog or to be near that dog. And it's the same thing with the coronavirus. We need to control and say, listen, I'm ready to go to that outdoor barbecue or I'm not. And to be able to, you know, do that at our own kind of pace and when we're ready. And I think what we find is the more that people have their own control and go at their own pace, you know, they slowly start to open up and they get a little bit of more trust in what's going on. And that's what we're trying to do, right? So even the government slowly opening it up is to slowly let citizens kind of feel a little bit more comfortable. So I think as an individual, we can do the same thing. Go at your own pace, and that's totally fine.
And certainly we had seen the video from the weekend, the holiday weekend, and people, listen, you saw the Ozarks, right? People in that lake, and it looked like an MTV spring break type deal there, that video. I mean, that is really, you know, I mean, come on, that's asinine. But in essence, you know, go at your own pace. If you don't feel comfortable, you don't go. And that brings me to my next point as far as the tip, Dr. Kazanoff. And you could say no, you know, just no, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable visiting one's home without a mask or going to a party or a gathering. You know, it's not embarrassing to just say, you know what, I think I'm going to bow out. Listen, it's just me. You know, so don't be afraid. The magic word is no, because it's all about one's self-awareness and comfortability. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, I think there's some people that, you know, there's like a coolness factor of not wearing a mask, right? And, you might feel a little bit uncomfortable or intimidated when someone's not wearing a mask or somebody tries to give you a hug, because they're feeling very, they're feeling a little cocksure that everything's going to be fine in the world. And listen, some people have pre-existing conditions and other issues. So it's important to practice saying no. And really, if you have to do it in front of the mirror or do it with, your family or friends, and practice saying, no, I just don't feel comfortable going to the barbecue that you invited me to, or no, I'm not going to go inside your house. I'm not going to invite, you over to my home right now. I'm just not feeling comfortable yet. That, again, gives you that control. And it's very strong. When people say no, and they say very powerfully, lets the other person realize, okay, I got to back off. They might make fun of you. They might tease you a little bit. But it's important for us to stay strong. And the individual, we all need to feel comfortable, especially when we're feeling anxious and we're not ready to kind of jump in. Clearly, the Ozarks was obviously pretty silly. That's the important thing, is learn and practice being assertive. And in the appropriate way, just saying, no, I'm not ready for that, whatever someone's trying to invite you to do.
You know, I kind of correlate it today to almost that. Remember that at that first day of school, as a kid, you put on the new sneakers and the new pair of jeans, and mom got you a new shirt and everything else, and yet it's all laid out for you. You brushed your teeth, you combed your hair, you had your French toast, and you're ready to walk. And, it's almost as if you get that feeling. You're venturing out, you're somewhat excited, but you're also somewhat tentative. New people you're going to meet. And everything else, but you almost get that feeling, Doc. It's somewhat that going back to yesteryear,
Mm-hmm. Listen, when I was in kindergarten and I moved to a new school and my mother dropped me off, apparently I went into the kindergarten room and I pulled my hat down and covered my whole face. So clearly I was a little anxious and nervous. So like we all go through those experiences in different ways. But it's important for us to kind of have that control valve as we get through this and start to open up.
One last thing for me, and I was thinking of this knowing you were coming on this morning. I think one of the biggest situations one will encounter today is the greeting. I mean, we're so used to the handshakes and everything else. I mean, I feel like if we're going to give each other kind of a little toe bump or an elbow bump, listen, I'm more of the fist bump myself. But really, you're going to have some deals today where people are going to kind of think and say, if one extends their hand here, let's go right to the fist thing. But that's going to be something to watch today, I think, for many, right? Is to how they greet one another on this reopening.
And I think we're so used to the handshake. It was just yesterday that I ended up shaking a friend's hand because it's such a normal reaction. I think the important thing is to keep hand sanitizer with you, right? So if you do make that mistake, you can quickly, wash your hands. But we have to learn a different format, which is whether it's the toe kick or, the elbow or even a fist bump, which probably we might want to use some sanitizer if we're kind of concerned. It's the new normal. I mean, this is going to shift. I don't think handshakes are not going to be the normal anymore. It's going to be distance. And I think we all sort of are so used to going and giving someone a hug or giving them a little kiss on the cheek. Right now, that's all gone. We have to shift our way of saying hello.
Well, great advice. Bring your own gear, folks. Make sure the masks and the sanitizers are upon you. Go at your own pace, and don't be afraid to say no. That's right. If you're not comfortable, don't worry about it. Great advice, Dr. Jeffrey Kasanoff, Therapy West. Check out the great website at www.therapywest.com. Doc, thanks for answering some questions and giving us some good tips. Stay safe today, sir. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. You too. Be well.